RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty.
The Morning Rush. And online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week. We're back.
We're back, but that has to okay. All right.
No.
So.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, we'll figure it out.
All right,
later.
We'll figure it out. Okay, so it is a Monday once again. And, even during the weekend, people still were like having a little bit of what's the word for it? There was still a tail end to our shenanigans last Friday.
We were still dealing with the aftermath.
We definitely were. So, we did get a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
Rudes Antonio and T.S. Velour wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag, ang dapat mong parusa.
Here we go.
In general. Okay, so we're giving you like this chance to vent out your feelings. Ano to ha? Yung, alam mo yung, we're looking for yung mga parusa na nakakatawa.
Yeah.
Not serious. Alam
of
mo
course.
Yung, pero alam mo yung like usually when somebody does you wrong. Ito yung mga standards. Sana hindi kayo mahal ng mama nyo.
Sana makaapa ka ng Lego.
So, let's give you some examples. Yun, like you were saying, maglalakad ka ng nakapaa tapos puro Lego yung sahig.
Ouch! Ouch!
And like everywhere. Alam mo yung...
Yung hindi nakabuo ah.
Hindi nakabuo. Tapos, alam mo yung nakaglue sa... Dikit-dikit. Nakaglue sa sahig. Yung walang
horrible.
Open space where you can like kind of like tiptoe. Yeah. And you have to walk through the entire floor na puro Lego.
And what makes it painful is kapag yung hindi maayos yung tumba nung piece.
Yeah.
When it's just, you know, it's just lying there.
Actually, kahit let's say naka-flat siya, masakit siya eh. Pero
yeah.
Yung kunyari, you're stepping on the corner of the Lego, that would be even like absolutely worse.
Yes.
Sana pangit lahat ng ulam niyo ng isang linggo.
We got a lot of that Friday.
Sana hindi masarap ulam niyo.
Gusto kong kamustahin yung ulam ng digital team natin.
Right.
Kasi Monday na today.
Oo nga.
Diba? Oo. Yan din yung nakuha nila all week. Sana hindi masarap yung ulam niyo.
And ang dapat mong parusa, dapat kinukurot ka ng nail clipper. Yeah, we got this a lot too.
Sa singit.
Anywhere. Kahit saan masakit yun.
Basta hindi sa kuko.
Basta hindi
Ouch.
Sa kuko. Or yung sa kuko, pero yung may laman.
Ow! Ow! Parang tumayo yung balahibo ko kasi na-imagine ko siya. That's ouch! Sobrang sakit nun. Tsaka duguan ka nun.
Oh, hindi, dapat yung not to the point na, alam mo yung makukurot lang ng konti, tapos try. Yung gano'n.
Yung parang ano lang, mamumula.
Mamumula
parang
lang.
About to bleed, pero hindi.
And another example, ang dapat mong parusa, dapat lahat ng orderin mo sa online shopping. Out of stock. Yeah, para sa iyo yan.
Oh, damn!
Like, alam mo yung tuwang-tuwa ka that you saw it and you were like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for like forever.
Well, the good thing about online shopping is even if you can't buy it from the actual store, maraming resellers, but there are cases ha na meron ako specifically gusto tapos wala. Like, wala siya talaga. Pag wala dun sa isa, wala sa lahat.
Wala sa lahat.
Oh, and you have to wait. And usually, I just waitlist myself. You can sign them. You can parang choose yung waitlist option. So they can notify you immediately when it gets back on stock. Para ikaw yung maunang bumili. Kasi obviously maraming kalaban.
Yun nga, when I see that. Kasi diba usually you will see the item first, right?
Yeah.
Hindi mo naman agad makikita eh, na out of stock siya, na waitlist lang. Mm-hmm. Makikita mo siya pag scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, alam mo yung may lokso ka na ng dugo. Na parang, it's what I'm looking for. So, pagdating mo sa baba, waitlist.
Toink. Yeah.
Bakit
waitlist? That sucks.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
And one last, ang dapat mong parusa, sana lahat ng crush mo hindi ka crush. Well, yeah, that's a thing.
Ano bang ginawa namin sa inyo? Okay, fine. Alam ko naman kung
yan,
ano ginawa
yan,
namin.
Nadinig ko yan, ano eh. Dun sa digital namin. Nung pinost mo, merong nag-comment na, sana lahat ng crush mo hindi.
Or hindi ka pansinin.
Actually, siya pala nag-send. Nag-send siya nung
may nag-send comment, sa kanya.
Tapos sabi ng digital natin, okay lang, sanay na ako.
No. Ooh, drama.
May hugot siya. But there you go. That's what we're looking for today, the top 10. Ang dapat mong parusa. We have a lot already. Tsaka makikita mo kung sino yung pinakagalit. Sino yung pinaka-intense yung entry. Si Maxim De Winter, si Chef Pau. Ang titindi ng mga
huwag na galit, you're... Bati na tayo.
But there you go. That's what we're looking for. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Ang Dapat Mong Parusa in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Rudes Antonio and T.S. Valour for the topic. It's all about punishment. Actually, ano eh, like I had to merge their suggestions.
Mm.
Some of them were like, sorry, ganon, love you. Wala.
Walang sorry.
Dapa.
G.
Yeah, mga ganyan. So, today we're doing the top 10. Ang dapat mong parusa. I mean, of course, you know, it's the more like the funnier side of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And like T.S. Valour said, sometimes even the sexier side of it.
Nothing too serious.
Let's start off at number 10. From the Super Malas Guy. Sana yung bago nyong lipat na kapitbahay, gabi-gabi nag-video kayo.
Oh my God.
Nightmare. That would be the worst punishment for me. Kasi I don't want to have to deal with neighbors. I mean, like if it's a positive interaction, G. Pero alam mo yung pagkaaway mo yung kapitbahay mo, it's so difficult.
Yeah, I get it. It's so funny because over the weekend, I also received my mic that I ordered from Lazada. My karaoke mic.
Okay.
It's not too loud or anything like that. But, you know, obviously, it's still works. Tapos, I tried to de-stress.
Okay.
I think it was Friday. Yeah, I tried to de-stress by like, okay, let me sing. Let me do karaoke by myself here at home. So YouTube lang ako. My God, my voice was so tired. I was not pleased at all.
Yeah.
By the second song, it's like, my voice is no good today. Maybe we'll try again tomorrow. Not liking what I'm hearing right now. Alam mo yung nakabuhay-buhay. Tapos yung parang hirap na hirap akong kumanta. Ilabas yung boses ko. No, because I don't know about you, but my voice really gets tired. And when it gets tired, it's just... Meron kasi ako mga kilala na kahit pagod, maintain lang yung boses.
Yeah.
For me kasi... Panipis ng panipis yung boses ko, the more tired I get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so basically, I was dealing with that. Kaya ayokong papakantahin mo ko. Like, kunyari, nagsalita na ako ng sobrang dami. Yeah. Tapos siglang, oh, kanta ka. Parang, hirap na ako kasi my throat hurts. And yeah. It's just, like, parang I need to exert extra effort for my voice to come out. And it's just, yeah, like I said, I was like, we'll reschedule this. We'll do this another day, girl.
You know, me, we'll just have to do this again another time.
You know, I'm a self-aware queen.
Yeah.
I know when I don't sound my best. So I was like, nope, not today.
Saka parang ano eh, no? Hine-heckle ka ng sarili.
Oo eh. Parang, ito post ko today. Ano to?
Number 9 from Jasper Salceda. Ang dapat mong parusa, sumikip at biglang di magkasya lahat ng favorite mong bagong biniling damit.
Oh, man!
Oh, no! Alam mo yung sa ano, yung sa store, they fit perfectly.
Pagsuot mo
tapos
na sa bahay.
Tapos pagdating mo sa house, you're like, oh, wait a minute, what happened? This fit perfectly. Just in the store.
That's happened to me before, but I think because of the laundry. Kasi usually, di ba, you try it on sa store.
Right.
Tapos papalaundry mo before you actually use it. Tapos biglang parang umurong yung tela or yung ganon. Minsan nangyayari talaga.
Or sa akin, it happens. Hindi naman umurong, pero alam mo yung, syempre when you're in the fitting room, parang naka-tense yung katawan mo and you're like, okay, this fits. Syempre pag relaxed ka na, yung kunyari medyo hindi ka na naka-stomach in.
Yeah. Ganyan.
Kunyari shorts.
Yeah.
You're like, but parang
yun usually for denims. And I think it's also because kapag bagong laba yung denim, parang hindi siya as soft.
Parang
I think
malutong
it needs
siya
to be ironed.
I guess.
Or dapat daw yata, pag sinampay mo siya, if you do your own laundry, pag sinampay mo siya, parang sinestretch out mo siya.
Right.
Para hindi siya matuyo na medyo wrinkled.
Na naka-contract.
Oo.
Yeah. And number 8 from Maxim De Winter, sana lahat ng daanan mong intersection, red light.
The worst.
The worst.
Lalo kung may hinahabol ka.
It happened to me again this morning, like all green. So, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 green lights.
Diyos ko naman, Chico, kahit 10 red light yung maran mo, maaga ka pa rin eh. Niloloko mo ba ako?
Hindi. Sinasabi ko lang, kasi it's rare to get all of them green. Alam mo yung, my usually 7-minute drive became like a 5-minute drive because of the no traffic lights.
Siguro ganyan talaga yun, no? Yung maaga gumising, pinagpapala.
Tapos yung late, lalong gire-red.
Mabaho yung kasabay sa elevator, gano'n. Yung parang, etong parusa mo, ang bagal mong bumangon. Body odor at like 6 a.m.
Just a thought. What if kilala ka nung kasabay? Nakikinig.
Stop! Okay, if you're listening, nauna siyang bumaba sa akin sa elevator, so it's possible na hindi niya alam kung sino ko. Hindi niya maalam kung sino ako bababa, even if nakikinig siya. Pero kasi guys, yung nakasabay ko talaga sa elevator, I'm not gonna lie. Alam mo yung, kasi nauna ako eh. Tapos biglang may humabol. Tapos biglang nag-iba na yung amoy ng elevator. Naka-mask pa ako. So I'm like, ba't ganun? Parang isn't it too early to have this? Kasi medyo usually, di ba, bagong paso ka, dapat mabango ka pa. And then I was telling Chico, yung theory ko, naka-hoodie kasi siya. Feeling ko baka yung hoodie niya, alam mo yung ni-reuse na.
Yeah.
Kasi, di ba, minsan di naman nilalaban as often yung mga outerwear.
Mm-hmm.
Baka napawisan, di niya napansin, tapos ginamit niya ulit. Ganun yung amoy, promise. I was just, Chico was telling me, parang pangit ang gising mo today. I mean, hindi naman. Ganun eh, na-timingan eh, diba? Yeah. Tapos pagbaba niya, alam mo yung parang medyo inuubo-ubok. Parang ganun yung feeling. I'm not, promise ha, hindi siya pleasant na experience kasi.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone can relate.
Number 7, coming from Juice Blank. Ang dapat mong parusa, silent treatment. Para ramdam nyo talaga yung namin. Grabe
so,
naman kayo.
Ano? Wala na mag-e-entry.
Wala
na
sa sali sa top 10.
Grabe kayo.
Grabe naman.
Balak pa naman naming magpa-wake up quiz. Baka
oo,
today.
Nga.
Tapos wala nang ano, if you get 5 for 5 for 5 consecutive days or 5 days. Parang ano na ngayon? One time, big time.
Prize
like, you
agad.
Get 5 points, you win a prize agad.
Pero inano namin, in-edit namin yung wake up quiz to like, much later on.
Yeah, it can happen at any point.
At any point.
Kasi para ano naman eh, iba-iba naman yung gising, diba? Actually, I made a poll recently na parang would you rather have it like between 6 to 7, 7 to 8, or 8 to 9?
Yeah.
Because I was curious. Marami rin nag-vote ng 7 to 8, pero nanalo pa rin yung 6 to 7. So I'm guessing majority maaga gumising talaga.
Oh, that's true. And number 6 from Camilo, ang dapat mong parusa, itatali ka sa mga bisig ko at ikukulong ka sa puso ko.
Gusto ko yan.
Okay.
O sige, kung meron kang paparusahan ng ganyan, like, it can be anyone. Choose anyone.
Ang dami.
One lang.
Sino ba? Ang dami.
Hindi, one lang. Ako din naman, I have like a few choices. Pero, meron agad ako naisip eh. For me.
Ako honestly, parang wala. Like, it keeps jumping from one person to another.
The
ikaw,
difference,
sino?
Lady Camden.
Oh.
Yes. Kasi feeling ko, that's the only way na matatabi ko siya. Kailangan ko siya talaga talian. Kasi hindi siya interesado whatsoever. Oh. So, kailangan talaga by force.
May ano
talian
may
involved.
Imprisonment
oh,
involved.
Eh, para ano, para magkaroon kami ng time together. No, but the difference I think between the two of us is, me kasi, I'm very one-track mind when it comes to like,
yeah,
obsessions. Yeah. And you know, I'm pretty sure you guys also know this. Parang in the last couple of years, I've had 3. I had my Lisa Vanderpump face. Then it switched to Madonna.
Yeah.
Now it's Lady freaking Camden.
Oh.
Leveling, ha? Ka-level na ni Madonna.
Talaga?
Yes.
Oh, this is surprising.
Oh my God, Rex no, because, Wheeler, please.
Because
I love
you've
you.
You've always been a fan of drag queens.
Yeah.
And you've always had a favorite, pero hindi ganito.
Well, Raja was for a little bit. I think before LVP, I had my Raja phase. But ang intense kasi nung kay Lady Camden because she's currently competing.
Yeah.
Because when I was crazy, like when I had the hots for Raja, parang hindi
na
siya. Tapos yung season niya. So hindi ko na rin siya nakikita on a weekly basis. Si Lady Camden, yung tipong, my God, like all of me wishes na manalo siya. Ganong level. Yung parang sobrang investment ko emotionally.
Wow.
And I also find Lady Camden so hot to the point na nauna kasing nahatan ako as a drag queen. Like as a girl.
Yeah.
Right? So I find Lady Camden hot. But after that, because I'm, ano nga, I'm the type na pag gusto ko yung tao, like gusto ko everything about them. So gusto ko na rin siya as a boy.
As a boy.
So gusto ko siya, well, yeah, as a gay man, as a boy, as a drag queen, I don't care.
As a whatever.
I love Lady Camden. Like, so siya yung igagapos ko sa akin.
This is...
Yes. So, nobody come for Lady Camden, okay, or you will hear from me.
Ako siguro one of the, ano, because I'm currently into, like, one of the K-drama people. Mm. Kung gapos, so.
Ah, si ano?
Hindi, halo-halo eh. Iba-iba eh. So, I can't really like... And it depends on which one you're watching currently. Mm. Yes.
Ano ba pinapanood mo ngayon?
25, 21.
So, from that?
Yeah. Drama? Yeah, I could think of a couple.
Ah. Yeah. So, na-overshadow na si ano?
Hindi, like, only because... Kasi, syempre, kung ano yung current mong pinapanood. Syempre, nandun ka naka...
Hindi, yes. Pero ikaw nga kasi, you're the type na... Labo-labo.
I'm a butterfly.
And you can have them all at the same time. For me, I can't devote, like, all of me, all of my... Alam mo yun, but I can't find...
Dapat nakafocus ka.
I have to be devoted to one person and one
ako
person.
Ako kasi more
only.
Of ano parang, oh, one for you, one for you, one for you.
So, parang kaya mo i-distribute.
Oo.
Ang galing.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I have my pantheon guests.
We all know
alam
who
yung
they
mga,
are.
Yung mga untouchables, yung mga like Jungkook, mga Chris Pratt. Alam mo yung meron na silang meron na silang
Hall of Famers.
Mga Hall of Famers. Mm. So even if let's say I'm not like super into them at anymore.
Kunyari wala naman silang project. Oh, you don't like, see them naman.
Like it's fine, but don't worry, you're safe. Your place in the pantheon is safe.
Right.
Uh-oh. So may ganon. Meron, you kind of like graduate into like, and then there's the current ones. Usually it's whoever I'm watching at this
tsaka
moment.
Tsaka mabilis ka sa current eh. Parang yeah. Mabilis mawala. Mabilis magkaroon, mabilis mawala.
Yeah. And I move on
I
to
noticed.
The next one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ako, I take a while. Like, I really get super obsessed. How long was I obsessed with Madonna? That was a while. And LVP, that was a while. That was, yeah. Even probably longer.
No, yeah. For sure that it was longer. I mean, relatively new yung Madonna.
Pero
films.
Hall of Famers na rin sila.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Untouchables na yun, of course.
Together with Raja and...
Roger,
yeah.
Yeah. My God, I swear, I think I'm a pansexual. I am attracted to literally, like, everybody.
Everybody. At saka, it's such a weird
I haven't been attracted to a straight man in a long time. I noticed. Ever since Roger Federer, kind of...
Let's see.
That does not count! Not included! Stop! Real life does not count! Nakakainis to!
Nakakainis yung... Stop!
Stop it!
Stop it!
No! Ayoko na naman to. Next.
Next, number 5 from Archo Aguilar. Ang dapat mong parusa, yung magka-pimple ka sa gitna ng mukha mo sa araw na may important photo shoot ka, like a graduation photo.
Oh, no. But alam mo, those patches, they actually work. The pimple patches.
Oh!
Yeah.
It dries it out?
No, not just that, but it works even when, you know, you go out, tapos may pimple ka. If you want to help conceal it a bit, because it flattens it.
Like, it's there, but you don't see it.
It flattens it, tapos pwede mo siyang lagyan ng makeup eh.
Yeah.
The patches. Mm-mm. So, yeah. They're actually quite
and
great.
And hello, nowadays, with all the apps. Yung kahit nga sa phone mo, di ba may... Yung heel.
Facetune or whatever.
Or yung heel.
Yeah.
Yung kunyari have a blemish.
Uh-uh.
You can just like remove it. Just press on it and it's gone.
Mahirap lang kasi if it's gonna be printed.
Ayun lang.
It's like
yeah,
a yearbook photo or something like that. Tapos hindi ikaw yung may control of which photos will make it.
But most of them now really like edit. Like
they
when you
retouch
go,
na rin.
I once had like an ID photo taken or a 2x2 or 1x1, I forgot. Talagang pag ano ko like, hala, anong filter yung nilagay? Like,
hindi mo na ba kamukha?
Hindi ko na kamukha. Like, halos burado na yung mukha. Like, wala akong ka-blemish. And I'm like,
and sometimes hala. Even the lines.
Yeah, no,
like,
they,
if you have like eye bags.
Oh, they took it
like,
out.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking lightened it or anything. Like, they literally took
so
it out.
So yung face mo completely flat.
Yeah.
That's
there was
wild.
there was no eye bag whatsoever anywhere to be seen.
Oh my God.
It was crazy and I was like, I mean, it was cute. I mean like, pero nagulat lang ako that they edited that much.
Parang from 36 biglang naging 14.
12. Hindi, kasi diba like usually, you understand that they do general editing.
Yeah.
Siguro they remove certain, pero yung like, hala, parang feeling ko talaga they spent like 30 minutes editing the photo. Like, binura nila lahat.
But I doubt. Siguro may app na rin sila.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure they did. I'm sure it was Photoshop.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Kasi galing.
Photoshop talagang you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Number 4 from Queen of Deadma. Ang dapat mong parusa, yung hindi ikaw ang favorite ng pet mo.
Oh,
I can't. That would be heartbreaking.
Ang hirap noon, especially for you, kasi dalawa lang naman kayong pagpipilian ng pet.
Oo, hindi. Kasi sa akin, kung kaming dalawa, it's okay. Pero dapat kasama ka dun sa among the favorites.
Yeah.
Gets?
At yung least parang, second ka.
Oo. Ang ano ko, yung like, yung at all, yung
wala.
Parang yung hindi ka talaga nilalapitan. Like, siguro your entire household.
Except for you.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Tapos gustong-gusto mo siya.
Ouch.
I can't. Number 3 from Moonbyul's Girl. Ang dapat mong parusa, lahat ng crush mo, magkakagusto sa best friend mo at hindi sa'yo. And like all the time.
Grabe naman.
Masakit naman yun.
Ano yan ah? Legit masakit yan.
Yeah.
Parang ano na yan eh. Para mo na ring winish na.
All the time. Tapos alam mo yung kahit ayaw naman sila nung best friend mo.
Yung best friend mo yung gusto nila?
Oo. Yung parang like...
Alam mo yung sana winish mo na lang na ma-sprain ko yung ankle ko. Kasi parang mas masakit yan eh.
Oo. Tsaka all the time. So alam mo yung wala lang. Ita-turn down sila nung best friend mo.
Oh my God.
But they're not going to you pa rin.
Oh, Bells.
They're pining pa rin for your best friend. Number two from Nero. Ang dapat mong parusa, papapanoorin ka ng pimple popping videos habang kumakain ka ng cream puff and Bavarian donuts.
Ew! Yo! In general pa naman, I don't like watching that stuff na.
Ako at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I never liked it. No. None of that.
Tapos while eating.
Yeah.
Was cream puff.
Cream puff pa tsaka Bavarian donut.
Yuck.
Alam mo, nagsasquirt din siya.
Ooh.
And the top, ang dapat mong parusa comes from Chef Pao.
Chef Pao says,
ang dapat mong parusa, malaman mong hindi ikaw ang paboritong anak. Kahit only child ka lang.
Mas mahal ko yung dog or yung cat.
Alam mo yun? Nag-iisa ka na nga lang, hindi pa ikaw yung favorite. Ang labo na. Ano nangyari yun?
Ayaw lang nila sa'yo, period.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, alam mo yung A, B, C, or D, none of you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're looking for today. The top 10, ang dapat mong parusa. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag ang dapat mong parusa in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today. And yeah, we're just, you know, doing some closure for today because, you know, although Friday was the reveal, feeling ko kasi meron pang konting, ano, konti pang...
residue.
Oo. May residual energy pa kayong gustong i-expend.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Kasi, ilabas na natin para isara na natin tong chapter na
para kasi na prank and run natin sila. Mm-mm. Because it was a Friday when we did it, so...
And then weekend na
and
bigla.
And then weekend na eh. Hindi pa sila completely nakakapag-process. But speaking of, just some quick highs before we get to the top 10. Lauren Rice Rice Baby says hello to my fellow Monster podcasters. Don't forget, you can check out all previous episodes on Spotify. Hello to Miggy and to Nelani, who says, grabe pala eksena nyo nung April Fools. Parang ang saya na nakakainis. Silent and Delayed Rusher podcast lang daw siya nakikinig. So nalaman niya na may kaguluhan ng Friday. And Choi says, follow up sa entry kanina, yung itatali ka.
Mm.
Sabi niya, Hazel, follow up, itatali ka sa bisig pero ni Tony Collette bilang parusa sa prank. Wag naman!
Okay.
And sabi ni Butter Baby, closure, walang magmo-move on.
Grabe.
Ayaw tanggapin.
Oo.
Parang peace offering na nga tong ano, top 10 today.
Sorry na nga.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Pero hindi talaga ako sorry. It's the child. Naalala namin that kid kasi nga I sent Chico this other kid. Na a lot of people sent to me like over the last couple of weeks. Ang dami nang nag-send sa akin yung video na hindi ko pinapansin. And I'm like, so anong gusto niyo sabihin?
Aren't you getting the message? Aren't you getting the message? There's a message there,
Hazel. Kasi sabihin, bakit tag kayo ng tag sa akin sa video na to?
It's this girl who's like, what are you going to do if you...
And then sabi
like,
nung daddy,
ano
parang,
question?
I think you're gonna change the world one day.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think? And she's like, no, I'm evil.
I'm going to turn everyone into witches and bats and vampires. Tapos binawi naman niya.
Binawi naman niya. Sweet naman siya.
Na parang
siya.
Sabi niya, no, I'm not going to do that. O, kaya nga hindi nga Hazel kasi may bawi.
Oh, excuse me.
Kasi kung Hazel yun, mag-e-end yun sa and bats and vampires.
Period.
O, tapos. Eh, may bawi eh. Kaya hindi. Hindi masyadong Hazel. So thanking Rudes Antonio and T.S. Velour for our topic for today. Ang dapat mong parusa. Sige na, ilabas nyo na. Number 10, coming from, let me see here. I said number 10 na, di ba?
Not yet.
Are you sure?
Sige, let me hear it. I'll tell you. No, because we greeted before.
Oo nga. O, sige, sige. So let's start off at number 10, coming from Nero. Sana lahat ng mabili mong alimango walang aligay.
No, that's the best part. I know some people who don't eat aligay. Like they skip
it.
And ako, parang sana ganun yung kasama kong kumain because I'll take all the aligay they don't want. I love it. I love the aligay. Yung may mixture nung matigas na aligay and yung medyo parang melty.
Mushy.
Na aligay.
Kami, si Baby Whale nga, nawi-weirdan. Because I super also love, like when you eat like regular fish, regular fried fish. Tapos, merong itlog. Like when they have roe. Tapos, naprito rin siya. And like, siya kasi parang tinatanggal niya yon. And
okay.
I'm like, give them to me! I love that! Alam mo yung parang nakaano siya? Parang siyang, it looks like a little sausage. But it's actually fish eggs.
Right.
Tapos, syempre, pag finry mo yung fish, maluluto din siya.
So, okay naman siya.
Para
pwede naman siya
aligay,
kainin talaga.
Parang siyang aligay.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's so good. Like, I don't know what kind of fish. Pero like, nyari, ano ko, galunggong ba? Or meron ganun ba? Or anyway, basta merong certain fish na every now and then, for me, para siyang jackpot. Yung pag binuksan mo, tas may egg.
Yeah. So between you and Baby Whale, ikaw yung mas mahilig sa itlog?
Oh, yeah. FYI, ayaw din niya ng like chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Hindi siya fan.
My gosh.
I am like, I'm the one who's like, give it to me.
Sinasabi mo ba kay Baby Whale lahat ng ano naman? Commonalities.
Hindi, ako sasabihin.
ako magsasabi!
Anong mahihita ako? Nasasabihin kong,
sabihin mo!
Pareho din kayo.
Grabe. Meant to be.
Hindi kita tutulungan.
Meant to be tong culture na to.
Hindi kita tutulungan. Number 9, coming from Juice Blank and Rudes Antonio, pero Juice Blank muna. Para kay Chico, dapat mong parusa, walang huggy-wuggy kay Baby Whale at sa mga dogs for 1 week.
Oh.
And then from Roots Antonio, for Chico, yung maga out of town si Baby Whale for a month nang hindi siya kasama.
Oh my God!
No!
May ano pa yan eh. May mas dagdag pang parusa dyan eh.
Alin?
Ako yung kasama. So wala ka
paano
na kasama dito.
Paano nangyari yun?
Ano? Malay mo, nagkataon. Pareho kami nang nabook na ano, na place.
Nabook na place?
Na resort, ganon. Bigla ko rin naisipang mag-beach by myself.
Si Marky ang mag-isang magbo-board.
Hahabol ka.
Marky, pumasok ka. Ngayon din. Ikaw ang mag-isang mag-solo board workout. Number 8, coming from Archa Aguilar. Ang dapat mong parusa, sana yung favorite show mo makancel after a huge cliffhanger.
Oy! Ang sakla!
Like, they won't be even given a chance to like at least resolve yung cliffhanger. Like,
that's
literally
horrible.
You'll never know.
Oh, I hate that. I think, I can think of a couple of shows that ended that way. One would be, not a very popular show, but I watched it, The Lying Game.
Oh.
Yung parang, it was just getting more interesting and then it didn't get renewed, so wala na.
Ang alam
that.
Ko may ganun, 'di ba? Pero alam ko parang bumalik naman eventually, pero kasi I never watched it, I just heard of it and they were so upset that they canceled it. Sense 8.
But
'di ba parang ganun? Parang alam ko they canceled it, tas people were like, what? We won't even know what will happen. Apparently, there's like a, I don't know, maybe a sort of cliffhanger. Pero naibalik nila eh because of pressure.
Sana mangyari yan for The Society. Remember, we loved that show. You didn't get into it.
No, not so much.
We loved it. But I think you didn't get into it kasi hindi mo siya tinapos.
Yeah.
Feeling ko kung chinaga mo siya, by the end, magiging invested ka
din. I literally just watched one episode.
Eh, well, there you go. Pero kasi maganda siya. Maganda naman siya and exciting. I wouldn't say it's like fantastic. But alam mo yung magkakaroon ka kasi ng curiosity kung saan na mapupunta yung the whole story. So ang lala nung, ang masakla pa doon, they said na it was renewed. Tapos nagka-pandemic or something. Tapos biglang, hindi na.
Hindi na.
Oo. So ang labo, yung parang pinaasa nyo pa kami na may season 2 tapos wala na pala.
Did you watch eventually the one that we were waiting for that siguro tayong dalawa lang yung naghihintay? Yung Black Summer. Did you eventually watch season 2?
No.
As in, feeling ko, kami lang ni Hazel yung nanood. Tapos we're like, we can't wait for season 2.
Pero mostly because nabubwisit tayo sa season 1. Alam mo yung nag-hate-watch na tayo.
Love-hate relationship
siya. Yeah,
Like, naiirita ako dun sa show. Pero for some reason, natapos ko yung season 1. Pero, like, we were legit waiting
at
for season 2.
Tagal kasi. That's what happens kapag masyadong matagal lumabas yung next season.
And TBH, pag hindi ko maalala kung ano yung inaabangan ko, parang nawawala na yung reason for me to watch it.
Yeah, pag yung parang malabo na, ano nga ba yung cliffhanger?
Kasi alam ko, ang alam ko lang na what I still remember from it was, they needed to go to the stadium. Kasi ano siya, basically, it's like a zombie apocalypse movie. Na parang
series.
Supposedly, series, that everyone, there were like rumors that everyone was in quote-unquote the stadium. Parang siyang think, parang Araneta Coliseum na lahat ng mga non-zombies,
ng mga survivors,
nandun. Uh-oh. And parang it's kind of safe because there are like, parang military, etc., etc. Tapos the season ended with them entering the stadium.
Yeah.
Tapos cut. And it was like, that's it! That's season 1!
Tapos bastos pareho tayong hindi nanood ng season 2.
Tapos ang tagal-tagal nang lumabas ng season 2, hindi pa rin natin pinapanood.
We should. Alam mo, nakalimutan ko na nga eh, kung di mo ko pinaalala
na yun lang season. Inaalala ko. Pero ang problem kasi with that is that, alam mo yung you kind of forget the characters? Like, who you're rooting for? Sino yung kinaiinisan mo? I mean, that's part of it.
Kaya
so,
nga minsan pag ganyan,
I completely forgot everyone na nandun sa cast.
Yeah, and pag ganyan kasi ang nangyayari, I rewatch the first season, which I'm not looking forward to pagdating dito sa Black Summer because yun nga, hindi naman siya yung completely wonderful first season eh. Like you said, love-hate relationship eh. So parang alam mo yung, am I really willing to put myself through that again?
Again?
Maybe I'll watch the last 2 episodes just to get
a refresher.
Refresh.
Actually, no.
Pwede naman kahit, yun. Kahit, hindi ko maalala
last
natin.
Last episode lang.
Kahit finale. Oo.
Di ba? Para lang mag-gets mo ulit yung groove.
So it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I do remember snippets of it.
Oo.
Like, when they went to this parang scientific lab na sumabog, di ba may mga ganun pa yun?
Something like that. Oh, pero speaking of remembering, naalala ko lang ulit yung entry before that one. Yung parusa sa'yo.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask, I was gonna ask you, which is worse? Yung magbabakasyon si Baby Whale for a month? Or yung wala kang huggy-wug for a week from Baby Whale and all the pets?
1 week. Ay, okay na ako sa walang huggy-wug. Basta nandito. Yeah, alam mo yun. Like, you're there. You're literally in front of me.
Yeah.
Wala lang huggy-wug.
Mas exciting pa nga yung huggy-wug after that. Kasi ay, parang
kasi,
the
diba,
longing.
Tsaka hello, yung isa. Like, they're not there.
Mm-mm.
And you're like, you're by yourself. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, you're gonna be lost for a month.
Number 7 from Queen of Deadma. Ang dapat mong parusa para sa plantita mong taklesa, malanta sana lahat ng halaman niya. Grabe ko naman. Wala naman kanalaman yung halaman.
Pero yung mga halamang nalalanta, di ba, minsan you can bring them back to life.
What?
Pag magaling ka talaga.
I guess. Pero not all out dead. Maybe dying, they can resuscitate. Pero pag all out dead, there's no reviving a dead plant.
Ah, okay.
Oo.
Kailangan may konting sign of life pa.
Kahit papano.
Okay.
Kasi otherwise, yung kunyari na tuyot na and everything, hindi mo na siya ma... Or maybe like, alam mo yung tuyot na yung one part.
Oo.
Pero the other, kunyari the other half.
Or as long as yung sa root part,
buhay
medyo
pa rin.
Okay pa.
Oo. Number 6 from Moonbyul's Girl. Ang dapat mong parusa, sana mag-sale lahat ng gusto mo pagkatapos mong bilhin.
Well, wala namang namamarusa sa akin pero that happens to me a lot.
All the time.
Maybe because I buy all the time so I'm not very particular with sales. Yun nga, because when you, I guess when you shop regularly, hindi ka as, alam mo yung kung matapat na sale, great, right? But kung hindi
pero
naman,
hindi ka
okay
super abang sa sale.
I'm not kasi the type, I'm not the type na I would only shop during a sale. So, gets, parang in-expect ko na mangyayari yan. Kasi I want it when I want it, I got it. Gusto ko, pag gusto ko na siya or kailangan ko na siya, go na kahit regular.
You do know 4-4 ngayon, di ba?
I want it, I got it. Let me channel my Ariana Grande realness today.
Number 5 from Chef Pao, ang dapat mong parusa, malalaman mo na crush ka ng crush mo pag ikakasal na siya sa iba.
Okay na. I mean, I would still like to know.
Kasi knowing me,
also,
with my anxious personality, baka I'd rather not know.
I would like to know.
Don't let me know na lang.
Hindi pa naman end of life yung pagpapakasal eh. You know what I mean?
Buwitre talaga to. Buwitre talaga tong isang tuwi.
No, I'm just saying. Man. May enjoy mo pa rin naman yung ano.
Yung crush mo sa kanya.
Yung knowledge na at least gusto ka rin niya. Oh. Diba? Kaysa naman.
Ah! Yan yung ah!
Ah! I'd like to know. Yun nga.
Ako kasi I'd rather not.
Well.
Kunyari beside the, I mean, hindi, ganito. Kasi parang like, kunyari if it's like one of those harmless crushes. Wala kang man planong gawin, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. I would want to know at any point.
Yeah.
Kasi it's just the knowledge na, haba ng hair ko.
Yeah.
Crush din pala
kilig
ako.
Pa din yun.
Kilig pa din yun.
It's not gonna take away from the kilig.
I'm thinking kasi more of like the, alam mo yung mga medyo saksak, puso, tulo, dugo level crush. Yun yung kasi medyo parang like
yung real life crush.
Yung real life
crush. Na parang there's actually a possibility of the two of you being
getting together.
Ayun,
ayoko nun. I would rather not. Pero yung kunyari, alam mo na, like celebrities or whatever. Hello, of course.
Yeah.
Gee, diba? I would wanna know.
Oh my God.
Number 4 from Camilo. Ang dapat mong parusa, yung maagawan ng jowa, yung mga paulit-ulit na nangaahas ng kapwa. How you got them is how you should lose them. Yung kailangan, maagaw din sila sa'yo. So
you understand the pain you caused.
Yes.
Nung inagaw mo sila.
So lahat ng, at saka maganda, dapat multiple. Like lahat ng inagaw mo, maaagaw din sa'yo. So that you get to, you know, parang, and you can't even complain. Because you're like, I can't even get angry because that's exactly what I did.
Oh, I can. And I will.
Pa rin.
I will get angry. Hindi, pero...
I will turn them into witches.
And vampires. Hindi. Pero, I get it. That's what they say all the time. But, you know, at the same time, minsan kasi there's no other way for the two of you to be together. Diba? Na parang meron at merong ma-hurt. Kunyari, kailangan niya talaga makipag-break dun sa isa because you develop feelings for each other. Minsan, hindi naman sinasadya eh. It's not like inagaw mo lang for the sake of mang-agaw ka, ganun. What if it's true love? You know, there are some people who are still together na ganun yung naging start ng relationship. You don't wish them ill na sana agawin din yan sa'yo.
Well, yeah. Pero pag kunyari lang, if it does happen, parang it's going to be more difficult for you to take the higher moral ground and be angry. Kasi you're thinking, TBH, I did the same thing. So what if he argued din nila na, well, it's true love. Which was the same argument that you had nung sa'yo naman siya sumama, yun din yung sinabi niya, true love, at the time. And maybe it was true, at the time.
Basta ako kasi I'm a firm believer, all is fair in love and war, so.
Ayun. At di, siguro nga dapat ganun.
Dapat alam mo.
Hindi, tsaka dapat nga, hindi ka pikon pag sa'yo ginawa.
Ayun nga, oo. You just go back to that, na parang, oh well.
Di ba, parang nga. I did it too, so okay, fine.
Gawin ko ulit.
Ganun, di pong ganun. Pwede hindi, totoo. Di ba? Kasi I think it's more like, it makes more sense for me na ganun na lang, na parang gawin ko ulit. Kesa yung magagalit ka. Because you're like, oh, you can't get mad because that's the same thing that happened to you.
Yeah, you have to remember what goes around comes around, yeah, diba? So, mas masaklap lang kasi yun. Kunyari, you do it out of habit.
Yun eh. Kasi
yung parang like, trip mo lang na nangaagaw.
Yung kwento mo kasi, that's different. For me, it doesn't even count anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yung kunyari nga, yung may nasaktan na isa at the expense of that person, better you got together. Tapos yung, alam mo yung naging kayo na for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That, for me, that doesn't even count. Gets? Kasi uh-huh. parang like, obviously, you were really like...
You were meant to be
you
together.
You were meant to be together. And, you know, collateral damage na lang uh-huh. yung, you know, if somebody gets hurt. I'm talking more of the ones na, yun nga eh, yung like habitual.
Yung ginagawa lang nila to because it's like a game to them.
Maybe, or maybe hindi naman ganun ka-evil. But more like, they do it all the time because nagiging yun ang preference nila.
Uh-oh.
Yung it becomes...
The challenge
and... diba, some people nga, diba, yung when they say there are people who are habitual snatchers,
uh-oh.
It's because they see na parang, they see bakit naging taken yung mga taong yun.
Yeah.
Gets?
Yeah.
Yung kumbaga, like, if a kid buys this toy, then you're like, this must be a good toy.
Now I want that
now
toy.
Now I want that toy. May ganung aspect.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yup.
Number 3 from the Super Malas Guy. Ang dapat mong parusa, lagyan ng dinikdik na higad yung undies mo bago mo suotin. Grabe yung dinikdik na higad.
Na-imagine ko siya. My gosh.
Saka, it's gross in different ways. Like, one, it's going to be super itchy.
Uh-huh.
Two, you have like smushed higad. Like grub. You'll have like green slime in your underwear.
And it's going to stick on, diba?
Yeah.
Diba? That would stick on your, privates.
Hamster, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yee. Yuck.
And the spines.
Yuck!
Of the higad.
Bakit mo didikdikin yung higad? Buhay na lang. Diba mas masama kung buhay yung higad tapos nilagay mo sa arm?
I'm not exactly looking forward to either one. So, both. Whether
pareho
it's alive.
Kadiri.
Kadiri din yung may nagsusquirm kang nararamdaman. Yeah. Gumagapang dun
pwede
sa...
Pwede kasi siyang gumapang paakyat eh. So.
Diba? That's disgusting. Number 2 from Catherine Gordora and Christopher Salvador. Sana mag-switch ng lugar yung front teeth mo at mga bagang mo. Imagine mo your molars will be in front.
Ang pangit, but I do remember when I was a child, marami akong photos na ang weird-weird ng smile ko.
Why?
Kasi naunang nag-form yung adult teeth ko sa ilalim.
Oh.
Tapos buo na siya. Alam mo yung kumpleto na yung teeth ko before na nasira yung ibabaw. Tapos, I remember na nung nabungal yung isang front tooth ko, or maybe my two front teeth, nung period na nabungal yun, I used to think na pag nagsismile ako ng ganun, yung ilalim yung
ilalim
nilalabas
yung
ko. I used to think that I was fooling people na mukha siyang front teeth. So imagine mo, ang dami kong pictures ng bata ako na nakasmile ako na ang nakalabas yung teeth ko sa ilalim. No joke! Ang dami talaga! I swear.
They can see teeth.
Full.
So they're going to
straight
think that,
teeth.
You know, that it's going to be like my front teeth.
No.
Yung mukha kang pirana.
Sagwa talaga.
Yung parang naka-jut out yung bottom teeth niya.
I promise. Madami talaga. I had a phase. Kasi nga yun nga, naunang nabuo yung ilalim. So yung ibabaw.
Before
naka-catch up. Ganun yung smile ko for a while.
Oh my gosh. Number... Oh, and the top. Ang dapat mong parusa comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says...
Ang dapat mong parusa... Itatattoo sa mukha mo yung pangalan ng jowa ng crush mo.
Wow! Parang ano sa akin? Pwede.
No!
Only because... Let's just say there are letters shared.
I cannot with you. Oo nga pala.
I mean, it's not that bad, you know, yeah. For me.
Hindi, pero like, imaginein mo, parang like, itatato sa mukha ko, Catherine. Ang haba pa nung pangalan.
Hindi ko pwedeng ano na lang. Pili ka na lang ng part of the name.
And it doesn't count. You know,
cat, ganun.
Eh, tapos, no, kasi you can always say na it's, oh, it's different. It's cat, ganyan. Or gets.
Dapat buong pangalan.
Dapat yung buong, para talagang masakit. Kasi like, parang yinud-nud pa talaga sa, tsaka oh it's God. On your face. Every time you wash your face, every time you look in the mirror, you will see kung sino yung pinili imbis na ikaw.
Oh, damn. I don't think I can ever get a face tattoo. As much as I love that,
yeah,
I don't think it's something I will ever be comfortable with.
Oo naman.
Hindi, pero kasi ang dami na ha. Dumarami na yung nagpapa, like a tiny whatever on the face.
Well, that is true though. But, I don't know, parang...
Although I did want to get a neck tattoo before. Like a big one. I wanted that.
Alam ko, a lot of people do the whole, kahit punong-puno na yung katawan nila, it goes only up to the deltoids, the delts.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, para you have that option na if kunyari you get a job that
you can
needs
cover
your,
up.
You need your arms exposed, tas bawal ang tattoo. You can just wear a regular shirt, short sleeves shirt, and it won't be seen.
All right.
Matatakban siya.
Ay, hindi ako pwede, I have sa wrists eh, so.
Diba? So, kasi that's part of ano eh, that's part, like some jobs, they check your arms. Yeah. Kanya, like for example, flight attendant or siguro for some, if you're some wait staff.
Or kapag super serious na corporate
medyo
position,
ganun.
Ayaw na
lang. And they know, and they, ano, even, I know, some in some industries, even tattooed eyebrows are not allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But does microbladed brows count? Or do microbladed
pag ba,
brows
ano,
count?
Pag ganun ba, there's still hair? Di ba parang dinadagdagan lang naman yata yun? Or wala na siyang hair at all?
No, they're still here.
Oh, then that's fine.
But they like draw over it.
They so draw over it.
It's kind of like
that's
makeup lang.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Ang ayaw yung ko, parang yung, walang buhok at all.
Yung wala ng kilay, tapos naka-draw yung eyebrows. Bawal yun.
Mm.
In some industries.
Well, yung iba nagpapa-microblade, wala rin naman talaga masyado ng kilay. Gets? Parang halos invisible yung kilay. Kaya nga si nagpapa-microblade. So it just, the way that it's tatted is different. Kasi
alam
parang
mo,
hindi siya solid tattoo na yung katulad before.
Baka it's ano rin. Maybe part of it is also just like how well it's done.
How natural
pag
it looks.
Pag mukha kasi siya talagang tattoo, siguro yun yung bawal.
Oh.
Maybe if it looks super real to the point that ni kahit sila hindi nila chinek kasi
it looks real eh.
Kasi, if it looks real
kasi ganun. Pag microbladed hair like strokes eh. Hindi siya yung parang solid.
It's solid.
Na shaded. Alam mo yun.
Ano mo yung hindi ka parang shinarpy na
hindi.
Nilagyan ka ng
no.
Dinrowingan ka ng kilay. So there you go. The top 10. Ang dapat mong parusa. We do have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We're on Facebook.com/RX931. Catch us live also on YouTube and Twitch TV. Good morning. To everybody, very busy in the comment section already. Hello to Mark, good morning. Just got back in SG from a quick trip to the Philippines. Oh, cool. Border restrictions are now relaxed, so it's really easy to travel now. Hope you guys can visit SG soon. I would love to. I would love that. I can't wait to visit SG again and Japan and Thailand. A lot of other countries.
Okay.
Good morning to your cup of Tino who sent another video of a child, a different child this time. Hello to Rizelle, Carlos. And magusto yung sabihin. Basically, I have the mind of like a 5-year-old or the attitude of a 5-year-old.
It's not the 5-year-old. Eh. It's the level of evil.
Hello, Rizelle. Good morning. Please greet the love of my life, Keith, a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Keith!
Happy birthday!
And a massive shout-out to Regine and Rizal's parents, Dominic Daya, Renz Bellio, Kuya Mark Eusebio, and YP Joel. Maureen. Hello to Ken, Chinito Ken, who says, question, Makati pa din ba ang higad pagpatay na?
I mean, right, I'm thinking immediately after, I'm sure may kate pa rin yun.
In general, I think, yeah. Right? Makate lang talaga. Hello to Hernan. What's up to everybody on Twitter as well. I'll mention your names next batch.
All right, so just a couple of stuff na nakakatawa lang kasi. Like lahat sila, ilabas ang digital. Tapos meron pang...
You saw them on my Instagram stories over the weekend. The replies though, nakakatawa.
Tapos Mai says, ano, happy kayo? C and H? Ano, happy? From Jen.
Pagod.
Kamusta naman ang weekend ng mga prankster?
Again, we just went along with it.
Okay.
We were just pawns.
Aaron Paul was saying, kala nyo, naka-move on na kami. Ha? We will never forget.
Ay, grabe. Mm-hmm. I mean, sabi nga, may nag-reply nga dun sa post ko na parang, so how are you gonna top that next year? Wala na!
Wala na!
Ayaw na namin!
Ayaw ko na.
Pagod na kami.
And Adrian says, 2 birthday greets today. Happy 77th birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday!
And also to my wife's cousin, Koy Koy. Happy birthday, guys.
Hello.
Let's start off at number 10. Ang dapat mong parusa. Lock on Strata says, sana lahat ng orderin mong pizza, walang hati. Yung hindi nila hiniwalay-hiwalay.
So, ako, it's okay. I have a pizza cutter at home.
Hindi, bawal nga mag-pizza cutter. Like, kakamayin mo siya.
Alam hindi, mo, parang sandwich, pero like isang buong pizza.
Right? Number 9, coming from Cryptic Casey. Sana maubusan ka lagi ng gravy para sa malungkot mong manok.
I can't. I would completely skip it.
Oh, I can.
I'll give away the chicken.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be better with the gravy.
Yeah.
But I super can.
I can't even finish my chicken kapag naubos yung gravy.
Talaga?
Like, kunyari, hindi ako nakakuha ng extra gravy. Yeah. Tapos yung maliit na gravy lang. Pag naubos yung gravy, that...
You're done.
I'm done. Yeah.
What?
Sabi ko sa'yo, maarte ako with food. It has to be...
With food?
Wow.
With food?
I can't. You're exposing me. You're exposing my true character. No, but maarte ako. Okay, fine. Maarte ako, period. But like with
food.
Okay,
that's better.
But especially with food. Like I only eat certain food a certain way. And if I can't have it that way, I'd rather not eat it at all.
Pero kasi, I kind of get it. Like, for example, if you eat a certain chicken na sikat, parang obviously, I would want it with gravy and I would enjoy it. Pero kunyari, pag naubos na, pero the chicken, hindi pa siya ubos.
Okay ka lang.
Kaya ko naman siyang ubusin. Obviously, no. The enjoyment level will be down significantly. It won't be as enjoyable. Pero kaya ko siyang ano, and kunyari, if it's lunchtime, na obviously, you have to eat, right? Tapos let's say bilang sabihin, ay, ano, walang gravy ha. I mean, I can still eat it. Maybe the pleasure level would be at 70%, 60%. Pero parang okay naman.
I can't. Even, not just with gravy. Even yung, kunyari, may lumpiang Shanghai. Tapos walang sweet and sour sauce or whatever. Ayoko na rin ng Shanghai.
Oh, FYI, I never put...
Anything on your Shanghai.
On my Shanghai. I like it as is.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very particular.
Even let's say fried lumpia na alam mo yung gulay or something.
Uh-uh.
Di ba dapat yun merong suka?
Yeah.
The very few times na for whatever reason wala yung suka or something.
Okay ka lang.
Kaya ko rin.
Or like for example, lumpiang sariwa tas wala yung peanut sauce. Eh, ba't pa tayo naglumpiang sariwa?
Yun yata hindi ko kaya.
Tabang eh, di ba?
Ang tabang nun. Like, yeah, I don't think I can eat lumpia.
Or kare-kare without bagoong. I can't eat
it. I can. I love. Like if it's really good kare-kare, I don't need the bagoong.
Or even Chinese food. Like for example, yung mga orange chicken. I like it only if I have like chili and soy sauce.
Ang mahihirapan ako ano. Only because I love the combination. Siomai with the...
Chili.
Not just chili.
Toyo.
Toyo and calamansi. Pag
oh, yeah.
Wala nun, parang like, Hello, I mean, obviously, masarap pa rin yung siomay, pero parang,
I'm not a siomay so fan kasi in general.
Really?
I mean, I eat it, but like, it's not something I look
for. Oh my gosh,
I
love
siomay.
I am such a big siomay
fan. Really,
siomay
if it's there, I get excited and I eat it, especially if it's good. Pero hindi kasi siya, based on experience, hindi sila pare-parehong masarap. Merong siomay na superior, merong siomay na meh.
Ang nakakatawa nga dyan, there was this one, just, siguro before we went to Boracay, we went out with my friends. We went out with friends, tapos we went to a buffet. Diyos ko, alam mo like, 80% siomay lang yung kinain ko, nag-buffet pa kami. Hindi kasi
what's
alam
the
mo
point? Yun. Sana pala dinala ka na lang sa ano?
I know, right?
Hindi, sa pero, Master Siomay.
Ang dami-dami kasi nung food. Tapos alam mo yung parang, oh, let's start off with the, ano first, with the non-food food. Yung mga like, siomay, cheese, bread, whatever. Yung mga non-ulam food. Eh, okay na ako dun sa siomay.
Talaga?
Oh.
So, perfect pala talaga na yung dapat nating scheduled lunch dun sa restaurant na sinasabi ko.
Yeah. Remember when we had the buffet? Ang dami ko rin kinuha na siomay.
Oh yeah, di ba? Pati ako nag-siomay because we got our food together.
Ma-siomay ako. And that was the one that I went back for.
Na-influensyahan mo ako sa siomay.
Remember yung second batch?
Oo.
Dapat kukuha ka ulit ng mga nagustuhan mo, di ba?
Yes.
Puro siomay na lang kinuha ko. I'm such a big
You're such
fan.
A cheap date.
Sobra. Sobra. I mean, I'm okay with that na. Yeah. Super, super. Number 8 from ODH. For Chico, ang dapat mong parusa, ipapublicize ang birth certificate mo from the NSO.
Ay! Oh, alam mo guys, madali lang naman yan. Ano lang ah, siguro konting padulas lang. Kaya ko namang picturean yung pag nag-APE kami kasi
pag may mga ano, fill up.
Pag may mga official document. Walang choice eh.
Alam mo, nakakatawa. There are like, there have been a couple of instances na like, tiningnan talaga ako na weird nung mga nagbabantay sa gano'n. Kasi I'm really like, excuse me miss, kailangan ba talaga yung year?
Yung parang,
bibigay ko naman yung birthday ko eh, pero kailangan ba talaga sulat yung year?
Actually, hindi ko din gets yung,
tapos yung mukha nila parang,
if it's like for example, if it's for a medical thing, oh. I get it, right? Obviously,
yeah.
They need all the information. Pero minsan kasi, for example, sa condo, nag-fill up ako ng form recently kasi we needed to submit like yung official residence form na like the names of the residents. Nakalagay pa lahat yung age. And parang very, parang in my opinion kasi, parang kailangan pa ba yun? Like, what's the purpose?
No, I guess because it's ano kasi.
So they can tell kung ikaw talaga
yeah,
yun?
Yeah, and tsaka,
if it's like a child
it's
or
basic
if it's like
information.
An adult?
Like, kunyari lang, it's, if it's, di ba, like, let's say you're a condo, you would want to know the basic information of each, di ba kahit nga sa news, pag kunyari yung, a 45-year-old man was arrested for, I mean, parang it's just a, it's a thing.
It's a vital piece of information.
Oo, oh, eh.
But
really
is it? Ikaw ba gusto mo? Tinatanong ka lagi?
Oh, I always tell them my real age, 36.
Right.
Diba? So, not a problem.
Right. Ayan na.
Oh,
sige,
ayan na.
Tamang-tama, oh. Andiyan
oh,
na si Marky.
There you go.
Habang nagsisinungaling ka, sumali na si Marky.
Hello, Lady Cameron.
Oh, what? What are you lying about now, Chico Garcia?
Oh, it's the
nothing.
Same. The usual.
Of course, yeah. I'm
you know age. What it is. You know what it is.
You know what it is. Oh, Lady Camden. Why Lady Camden? Were you talking about Lady Camden the whole show?
Ano na siya? Alam mo ba, Marky? Ka-level na ni Lady Camden si Madonna at
Raja.
Si LVP at si Raja.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Like when I saw that post of Hazel yesterday, I was like, yup.
Yeah, she's in love.
I know, right?
I am.
She is in love.
Alam mo na kung sino i-friend mo na drag queen na bago, Marky. Si Lady Camden.
Lady Camden.
Sana pumunta sila ng Pilipinas. Swear. Oh my God. Waday.
Very soon.
Sabi ni ano,
I love this.
Sabi ni John Sinai, grabe, ang gwapo. Nahulog yung imaginary panty ko nung pumasok si Marky sa live.
Sabi naman ni Just Blanc,
Marky BPO Strom.
Actually, no.
Kasi yung ano mo, may mic.
Kasi yung microphone ko, ano, parang pang BPO. Oo.
Oh. Tsaka very ano, very very Janet Jackson. Di ba siya nagpauso nun? Yung pag nagko-concert, yung nakaganon.
Yung may ganon.
Di ba? Like, it's so funny. Like,
it's alright, it's okay.
Even ano, even when, what do you call it?
Ay.
Like, ano nangyari? Like, even when, in hostings, na ganon yung mic, I swear, there will be one who will go, oh, Janet Jackson yung style natin. Like, it's,
si Janet talaga yung associated doon. Eh. Talaga?
Kasi when she first came out with it, yung sa control, like, nakaganon siya and everyone's like, oh my gosh, look at that. So parang na-associate na talaga with her yung, whatever you call that. What do you call that?
Yung parang headphones with
kasi di ba yung dito, lapel. But what do you call that kind of thing? Yung nakaganyan. Yung hand.
Know.
Yung handless. Anyway, hands free. Number 7, coming from Archer Aguilar. Ang dapat mong parusa, sana lagi mong makasalubong si crush pag huggard ka.
Oy, no, we don't want that.
Bad.
No, that's not the best at all. That's not the best situation. I remember that one time, galing ako sa Wild and Wicked. Tapos pumasok ako sa mall, sa Bojo. I was feeling not so, you know, not in the best of shapes. Because I was coming from the radio. You don't really have to dress up too much in the radio, right? Because they don't really see you. So I arrive at the fourth floor, and there you have it. My ex.
Kilala namin kung sino.
Having late lunch, and I'm like, oh no, I can't be seen like this. Hide. It's the worst.
Oh my god.
Sabi ni John Sinai, handless? Sounds like a date. Oy, nako, I'm telling you. Nothing. Basta. Never mind.
Yung iba kasi preferred, ano, di ba? Minsan gusto nila hands. May mga hands na, ano eh, very skillful. I have to say, my not so much.
Because you have tiny hands.
Yeah.
Have tiny hands.
Not that skillful. So,
some use feet.
For what?
I don't know if they don't have hands. Like, my handler doesn't have, you know, hands. So he'll use
to pick up stuff, ganon.
To pick up stuff, yeah.
With Marky, I don't know where to start.
Or end.
I cannot, Marky, with you.
Hindi, pwede rin ano, pwede rin elbows.
Elbows.
Yeah.
Pwede rin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice in massages, ha?
I don't like.
Wow, it's so nice.
No. Sala pag pointy yung elbow. Ito.
Sorry. Not elbow. Ito.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, when they use this.
Pag ginagana nila.
It's so good.
Not the
elbows.
It's so good.
No, for me, it has to be elbows mismo.
I don't know.
Like, they tried to use their forearm and it's not, it doesn't
Marky,
really work
don't do
for
that.
No, keep doing it. I like the demonstration.
Their forearm.
I love the demonstration. No! Stop!
I'd rather
it's too
have
early.
That elbow.
No, kasi ayoko ng anything pointy when it comes to my massage. Ayoko ng may poking involved. It has to be...
Wow.
Ako personally, me, Hazel, ayoko nang may poking. Gusto ko, it's all haplos and himas lang. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Pero I guess my co-hosts need a little poking.
I need them to stand on my back.
Oo nga. Ako wag naman ganun. Wag naman ganun.
Ayaw mo naman yung ano, step
ayaw
on
Ayoko naman
me.
Yung standing. That's a little bit too much. I mean, alam mo yun, baka nun mabalian ako. But I love yung ganito. What do you call it? Forearm?
Forearm.
The side of the forearm where it's the bone is closest to the surface.
Right.
Yun, when they do that sa likod, oh my God, it is the bestest of the best.
Ako, I like the fist.
Ayoko rin nga nung parang suntok-suntok.
Hindi naman yung suntok-suntok. But yung parang, it's like, you know what I mean? Because it's medyo flatter. And
that's true though. That's true.
Usually they use their knuckles, right? Sometimes.
Oh, I don't like ayoko the knuckles. Like I said, anything pointy, I don't like.
Pero same. I mean, I like my massages on the relaxing side more than the
revitalizing.
Kasi usually pag ano, it's a bit painful.
Diba, that's what
like
they
shiatsu
say. Swedish is for rest and relaxation. Yung shiatsu is for yun, parang revitalization.
Yeah, I prefer definitely Swedish. And I always tell them, like, just soft, you know. Or at the very least, medium. And that's about it. Like, that's the limit, the maximum.
Parang soft talaga, you like?
Some like it soft. Some like it hard. That's
ako talaga, ano, easy lang dapat. Kasi diba, I bruise so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, even like, when I get massages, that's usually their comment. They're like, sir, para kayong babae. like it's so soft. It's so...
Kasi the pressure you can take is only, like, so much.
No, not just that. Even the feel, though, of my body is like, if they had their eyes closed, they would think it's like... Yeah.
And a shire, smooth and supple.
Yes. No, like, ako, when I... The thing that I get a lot, when I get, like a foot spa or foot massage, all of the ates are like, sir, nahiya naman yung mga paa namin sa paa. And they always say that it's like it's softer than like most female feet that they get to.
Oh my
to
god.
Handle.
I'm not surprised.
Oh my gosh. Chico, have you seen? I know you walk around our side of town every day, but there is my favorite foot massage place.
Oh really?
And it's opening here.
Is it the one near your house?
Yes, it's like right downstairs.
Downstairs?
It's not the Japanese one on the right.
Yeah.
On the left, there's this...
Na magbubukas pa.
Yeah. Yes, it's my favorite. They're so good.
Really?
They have they know how to target the right parang pressure points.
Yeah.
For headaches, for back pain, and it's just
O-M-G.
On the feet. So super good.
But then I don't like kasi...
Your feet getting touched?
I don't like my feet getting touched.
Eh, pag si baby whale.
I'm not actually... Oh,
I am with... In general.
I really can't.
Talaga?
I'm so ticklish with my feet. I cannot. Like, when I... The first thing I tell my... Like, if I'm getting a massage, the first thing I say is, don't touch my feet.
Imagine ko...
No, seriously.
Imagine ko magte-trip tayo, tapos pag natutulog ka, itatali ka namin sa bed.
No.
Tapos, kikilitiin lang namin yung paa mo.
We'll have a feather. We'll be
good
like...
Good morning!
Sisipain ko kayo sa mukha.
I'm telling you.
Like, literal sisipain ko kayo sa mukha.
Gusto kong gawin!
No, not happening. No,
oh,
not
my God.
Happening.
Ang saya
no, na. I really say that a lot. Or, ano, you can touch my feet, just not the bottom part. Not the talampakan.
Right.
I cannot. I really cannot. And I hate it when they, for me, the absolute worst that you can do is when you crack my toes.
Ah, talaga?
Di ba, yung like what they do with
the
fingers?
Di ba parang hinihila nila between their...
Hindi yun, okay lang yun eh. Some of them, alam mo yung fina-fold nila, yung crack, crack. And I'm like, oh, it's so painful.
I love that. It's
I
so
hate
good.
That. I super hate that. I
ako
super,
gusto
super
ko nang pinuputok. Kasi ano eh, I do it on
ako
my...
Din.
Ay, ayoko nun. I don't like cracking my knuckles.
I like
I also
it.
Do on my feet.
Yeah, me too.
Do you get your back cracked?
Yun
no,
pa pwede.
I'm scared.
Ay, ako rin naman, I'm scared.
I need that on a daily basis. Because like, it's also good for... I don't know. They say it's not good for posture, but like... For
I'm
me, I feel like my back straightens up.
I'm a little scared because I have scolio. So, I don't wanna... I don't know. Baka feeling ko mapalala.
Okay. And number 6 from Queen of Deadma. Ang dapat mong parusa, lahat ng K-drama mong gustong panoorin, walang subtitle.
Paano yun?
Ay, mahirap yun.
I actually find it so frustrating when I'm in Japan. Kasi in Japan, when you check out and then you turn on your Netflix, all of like the anime that nawala dito, nandun. And it's available there. But there's no subtitles.
So it's all Japanese?
It's all Japanese. It's so weird. Pag dito mo pinanood, meron. But if you watch it there, there's none. So,
there's
like,
no option?
There's no option.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to Google it and apparently ganun talaga. It's like, oh, that is so...
That sucks.
That really sucks. And number five from Chef Pao, ang dapat mong parusa, every time na nakuha mo yung ideal na pwesto mo sa kama, mawiwiwi ka or mauuhaw. So
stop! You know, it happens to me all the time.
It happens all the time.
Me too.
But also for me, yung hindi ko pa natatanggal yung contacts ko. So,
yes.
Alam mo yung parang, oh, but I don't wanna move.
I know,
sarap
right?
na ng pwesto ko. And I just know na once tumayo ako, it's gonna take me longer to find the sweet spot.
And number four from Juice Blank, ang dapat mong parusa, oh, perfect for the past few days, sana lahat ng electric fan nyo, mainit ang bugo.
Aircon.
Well, kunyari nga wala. Imagine mo yun lang. Tapos mainit. O sige, aircon. Pero mainit din ang buga.
Mas malala.
OMG.
That would be worse.
In Bohol, or in actually a lot of the cities that were affected by the typhoon, they're still running on generators. So our last few hours, we didn't have electricity at all anywhere. So in the airport, like literally no aircon. And we were crowded. Spartan Race was there. Lenny Rally was there. So all of us were stuck in this sauna.
Oh my God.
My
brother was sweating all over the place. Grabe. It was one of the worst experiences.
Na-stress ako dun sa ano. Sabi ni Nathaniel, di ba yung getting up from bed, sabi niya, catheter is the key. That is like my biggest nightmare.
Diba, ano yun?
I can't
when you're
imagine.
Sick or when you're...
Yeah. They basically
It's so scary.
They put a tube inside your urethra.
So that's... Oh my God.
Oh,
my
just... God. I can't... Nangimimilipit ako dun sa thought.
Although I have experienced that whole tube thing. You've tried it before, right? In the farm? I mean, it's not the same thing. It's not really a catheter for that. But it's more of... For flushing your...
Oh well, no, that's no problem. Mainly because
you're fine with that.
That's hamak namang easier yun. But hello, urethra.
Ano na lang? Pwede bang adult diapers na lang? I would rather.
Can you imagine? Nakababad ka in your pee.
Ay, kaysa may ano ka? Ang isa.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean.
I don't even want to think about
kasi
it.
Kasi for girls, medyo ano na yun because we use napkins for when we have our
that's
period.
That's true though.
So,
masanay kayo with that. Eh.
Oh,
that is
comfort.
True.
Number three from Wildfire, ang dapat mong parusa, sana lahat ng spa na mapuntahan mo, legit.
You know, I've never been to a non-legit spa, so I don't know what that's like.
I don't know. I don't
well,
know
you
what that
never
means.
Know.
Pero ano ah, like it's really one of my like sobrang... Like, talagang pag sobrang okay na, I super want to get a massage. Imagine,
you know what
mo,
I really want also?
3 years?
Can we just go already? To
sige.
The 1 year? Diba, the 1 year by. Remember, we had a gift certificate.
Ah, yes,
but
I
think hindi na yata usable in my date. But let's just pay, can we? Kasi it looks, I really
super.
Want to go.
As in, alam mo yung, kahit nga sa ano lang, like when you're getting a haircut, yung standard ganun lang nung...
Kahit head and shoulders ano lang eh.
Like, alam mo yung massage. Talagang literally, I'm transported to like, a different dimension. Because it's like...
Let's go! Will it be weird if we get like a couple room?
Will I have to be naked?
Yeah. I promise I won't look.
Bakit kailangan couple room?
OMG.
Kasi pag couple room, you have the privacy. Tapos you have your own shower. Alam mo yon? It's just, I don't know. It's just better.
Sabi ni Nathaniel, alam mo Hazel, alika, dadaling ka namin sa certain spa para bumula yung mga bakla. Yung biglang may makita silang babae.
Uy, huwag kayo ganyan. Kita nyo nga si Lady Camden, yung mahal ko ngayon eh.
Oo nga eh.
Huwag kayo ganyan.
Oh my
or
gosh.
Even better.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning of that spa, when that came out, there were so many quote-unquote artistas who were spotted there kasi kala nila normal spa.
Oh my God.
Pero it turns out...
Nakilala ba yung spa na yun?
From what I hear, yes. It's one of those... It's legit, I hear. Okay, so here's what I hear. They say it's legit, but there is a sauna for all of the clients to enjoy.
Enjoy
together.
What? enjoy together. Okay.
Whatever it is they want to do.
To unclog your pores.
Huh? There.
Sabi ni, sabi ni Chinito Ken, Marky Chico, meron akong mga recommendations, mga okay na spa. Pero, si Hazel hindi pa.
Sige na, I want a preview. I want to practice to ano, wala lang. Gusto ko lang mag-practice ng mga ganong spa.
Sabi ni Nathaniel tsaka John Sinai, magana raw yung mga ano, mga makakakita kay Hazel. Mag-aala heart evangelista. Ew, kadir.
Alay ko! Yeah, yung alam mo, na-imagine ko, na-imagine ko yung every time na nag-comment ako kay Lady Camden. Kasi I'm commenting like, I am in love.
Like
feeling
in...
ko, ew, kadir!
Ew, kadir!
Alam mo, like, he couldn't say it enough in the show. He's always like, because, you know, I'm gay. Like, he does it all the time.
Oh my God.
Aww.
Okay. And number two from Pachoy Choy, para sa RX Digital Team, ang dapat nyong parusa, walang budget, tapos paint lang sa Microsoft ang gagamitin nyo pag gagawa kayo ng PubMat for RX.
Oh my God. Walang ano, what's that?
Paint?
Walang Canva. Wala kang Canva.
And the top, ang dapat mong parusa, comes from Moonbules Girl.
Moonbules Girl says,
sana ma-meet mo ang lodi mo. Tapos, tatarayang kanya. Can you imagine? You finally meet Lady Camden. Tapos, like, she was so mean to you.
But I don't think that's possible because she's so kind.
And what if nga, you're expecting
Stop
her
it!
To be so
Alam
kind.
Alam mo, feeling ko sobra niyang kind, pero pag nalaman niya na in love ako sa kanya, hindi na siya kind kasi, like, she, of course, she's not gonna want that, right? Because she's not into... Well, women.
but have you ever experienced that? Meeting your idol and...
Yeah.
It I just have. All fell apart?
I have.
You have? Yeah, they
I
were
have.
Mean to you.
Well, I wouldn't say idol. But like somebody that I really liked. And yun, as in like, alam mo, I didn't expect it to sting that much. Or to hurt that much. Kasi hindi ko naman siya talaga like super, super favorite gets. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang... Definitely.
And then like, Jungkook levels.
Ay, wala.
Kunyari na-interview mo si Jungkook, tapos mean siya sa'yo.
Tapos mean siya sa'yo. Hindi nga eh, step on me Jungkook nga eh.
So okay lang. Baka ma-enjoy mo pa.
Baka ma-enjoy ko pa.
Ma-enjoy mo pa. Si ano, Chris Pratt, hindi naman siya known to be mean, diba? Also hindi. Known as a nice guy.
Actually.
How would that
Pero hindi mo pa na may meet, diba?
Hindi pa. Oh my God, I cannot. I don't know what I'll
Ikaw,
do.
Marky, meron ka bang naiisip na you will get hurt pag na-meet mo tapos mean sila sa'yo.
You know who it was for me?
Who?
Okay. So, I performed the front act for this singer
okay.
a few years ago. And I really, really liked this international star.
Okay.
Because I sing on a regular basis one of her songs that I arranged. And, you know, I was already front act. So I just, you know, wanted a photo. And she was just like, so I was trying to be nice. They're like, this is your front act. And then she looks at me and she's like, okay, thank you.
Oh. Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is not Call Me Maybe.
Oh no!
This is Call Me Next Century.
So ano kinanta mo after? Kasi diba like mo sa before? So sinabi mo ba siya ng I don't really, 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 really like you.
I really, 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 really don't like you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, and so after that, I went up and performed, and like they wanted me to sing my version of her song because at that time it was sikat, it was played by all the stations, and I ended up not singing it. I sang.
Oh.
I sang Britney.
God. OMG.
Oh
okay.
My God.
See.
G Just saying.
Okay, so there you go. And we'll be playing. We'll take a quick break and come back with more with the final batch of the top 10 only here on Facebook.
Are we good? Are we okay, Chico? Do you need a massage right now? What do you want? Tell me. Last few minutes of the show, you guys. So we'll play one song and then we'll be back with the last batch of the top 10. So how about it? Let's be friends. Okay. Harley Ray Jepsen, only here on Summer's Hottest. Monster RX.
I love her.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. Thanking Rudes Antonio and T.S. Velour for the topic, Ang Dapat Mong Parusa. Let's start off at number 10. Coming from, let's see here. Puchoy Choy. And then, sorry. Coming from Wildfire, lahat ng matitipuhan mong nakamask. Maskgenic lang.
Pag tinanggal yung mask, wale.
Oo, like 100%. Can you imagine? Lahat ng mga parang, uy, ito parang...
Parang pwede.
Ito, ah. Like lahat, 100%. Madidisappoint.
Yung pag nakamask, parang kamukha ni Calix. From Pit Crew. Tapos pag tinanggal yung mask, kamukha ni RuPaul. Ganon.
Grabe ka kay Mama Ru. Grabe.
Uy, I love Mama
but
Ru.
But it does happen. It does happen. And also like with shades.
Oh, that's true.
It's the same thing, right?
I agree.
They look really good with shades on.
Yeah, that's true. Isa pa yun. Ah. Yeah. Parang opposite siya ng mask.
Kasi yun naman, tago
you
yung eyes.
Except the eyes.
Uh-oh. Guys.
Moonbule's girl says, confiscation of the things that you love the most for a month. So for example, no TV shows, no Huggy Wug, no Pokemon Go. What would it be for you? Yung pag tinanggal, mababaliw ka.
TV. Remember, nung nasira yung TV ko, I literally moved my life to my first floor.
Kasi ako, I'm thinking, will it be Pokemon or will it be, yun nga, like let's say, Netflix or something.
Internet.
Hindi, kunyari.
Internet aside.
Siguro, internet aside. That's tough, ha? Kasi I'm thinking kung for a month, obviously, kaya ko naman to do both, na nood lang ako ng nood, or, kasi between the two, obviously, it's going to be Pokemon, pero pag sinabi mo na to waste time without the other, parang mas time waster yung streaming.
Right. Uh-oh.
Kasi you can watch all of your backlog.
Ang weird kasi nung sa akin, ako, yung TV, hindi nga yung streaming platforms eh.
It's the TV itself.
Because the thing is, even if I do have them on my phone or my computer, I won't be happy kung dun ko sila papanoorin because I need to watch everything sa TV.
As a
big screen.
That's where I watch everything. I never watch on my phone. Whether it be YouTube, Netflix, any platform. It has to be on my TV. Yeah.
Like for me, I'm gonna be able to watch. Yeah, backlog. You can watch those things next month, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
But for Pokemon, once the event passes, the event has passed.
Mauungusan ka ba ng mga ibang player?
Hindi naman. Pero
no, because
you would have missed
that.
It.
Because like especially for Chico who likes to collect shinies, right? During these events, that certain Pokemon has a higher chance of being shiny.
Tapos pag tapos
and
na, balik
if
na,
you
wala
miss
na.
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And from Juice Blank, ang dapat mong parusa, sana lahat ng nasa timeline mo, sa lahat ng social media accounts mo, puro tungkol sa politics ng ayaw mong candidate.
Oh my God.
Torture!
That's a whole reason why people unfriend each other.
I know, right?
Pag di nila matake yung mga posts, di ba?
And one more before we give you the TMR entries. I kind of like bunch them all together.
Okay.
From Archie Aguilar, sana lahat ng mapili mong pila, yun ang pinakamabagal.
Eh, nakakainis yan. Tapos nakikita mo na, na numipis na nung numipis yung pila sa kabila, pero yung sa'yo hindi.
Oo, so whether it's
that's
ano,
annoying.
Ha, whether sa toll ng while you're driving, yeah, or sa supermarket pag nakapila ka, or sa whatever.
But you know what's more frustrating? Yung parang sinumpa ka talaga na lumipat ka
tapos
sa kabilang pila, tapos biglang bumilis yung inalisan mo. Bumagal yung nilipatan mo. It's like a, parang may sumpa na talaga pag ganun.
Oh, ito na yung mga TMR entries, ha?
Ah, sige, let's go. Let's do this. Dyan,
from Puchoy Choy, para kay Hazel, for an entire month, lahat ng makakasabay at makakasalubong mo, sana mag-small talk sa'yo.
Hirap nun, ha? Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna pretend not to hear.
I know, right?
I think. Oo. Or papasok na lang ako ng may AirPods or something.
And from Beer for Love, ang dapat mong parusa, hanggang 12 noon na ang The Morning Rush. But the extra 2 hours, unpaid for 6 months. Grabe kayo.
Grabe. Why? Why must you wish that upon us?
From Opita Toops, ito yung pinaka-ayoko sa lahat ng entries. Ang dapat mong parusa, isang tenga lang sa earphones nyo ang gagana for 1 week.
Oh my God, that's legit punishment.
That's so annoying.
That's so bad.
That's so annoying.
The most annoying thing in the world. I mean, I cannot.
It's so bad.
Horrible.
Oh my gosh.
Misa, mas gusto ko pa na wala na lang.
Wala na lang. Di ba, yeah, that's what we do. Kapag ka ayaw talaga nung kabila, you just kind of take off the headphones.
Take it off na lang.
Yeah, or you take off one side.
Yeah, it's so weird
just,
kasi
I can,
talaga.
I really can. Ang weird
feels
kasi.
Like you're, it feels like you're going deaf.
Yeah.
It's like, why is one ear not functioning?
Very, yeah, very weird.
When it's really just the earphone.
And from Darwin Unisan, ang dapat mong parusa, kaltasan sila ng sweldo at public apology sa ABS-CBN.
Grabe yung sa ABS.
Diba, akala ko na ano, akala ko na pag-usapan na natin na yung pondo ng digital ililipat na sa kasi sila yung mastermind.
Oo, sila yung mastermind.
Oo, diba?
Ay. Digital at Marky.
At Marky.
Yeah.
So, diba?
You know, I have to say, yeah, digital was at, you know, fault, quote unquote, but, you know, I was there by their sides the entire time. Because Hazel and Chico did not respond. They were not responding to this.
No, I was all out.
They're like,
I hate pranks.
Let's not do this. But like me, instead of messaging in the group, me and Raisa were like conniving in our own little private chat.
Ay, nako. And the top, ang dapat mong parusa comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says,
yung makiki-CR ka pag nandun ka sa bahay ni crush, tapos ayaw mag-flush.
Oh my God.
Nightmare! Tapos yung, like, literally, you've tried everything. And your crush had to go and, like, help you out. No!
You know what? That's like obviously the worst, right? But in general, even if you drop the crush part of that entry,
it's still a nightmare.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Kahit friend mo lang, kahit, my God.
I cannot.
Anywhere, I cannot. Really, if that ever happens to you. Tas, kahit ka sa sarili mong bahay, if that happens to you, it's
hindi
already bad enough.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's in general, alam mo yung parusa talaga. My
oh,
God.
That is a nightmare.
I can't.
Okay. O, wag na tayo kasi tayo nga yung gusto
tayo
na
yung, ano eh, paparusahan, di ba? Oo.
So sila lang.
Hindi, ganito. How would we punish each other?
Oh, that's good. Ang dali. O ako, sa inyong dalawa.
Ah, oh, sige.
Ano, magiging down yung Pokemon Go.
Yay!
Oh no,
for
that's
like,
so bad.
Ano,
no,
2 weeks.
I hate those days. Oh no.
Oo, tapos alam mo yung ano, under maintenance. Or like, meron silang system update na major. So, 2 weeks na offline.
Hindi, ako meron. Oh. Para kay Hazel, i-scotch tape yung mata niyang ganyan para force siyang mapanood yung mga stand-up shows ng certain characters. Yung mga Kenkoy guys na favorite niya. And kailangan niyang panoorin the entire show.
Oh my God! Why are you so mean? Why through that. I am agitated. As
just
we
by the thought?
Speak, just by the thought of it.
You do know who I'm referring to, right?
In general, kasi I'm not a fan. Even pero, of like comedians that I actually find funny yeah. and that I actually like, it's not my thing. Maybe if it were like a drag queen, yeah, gonna, I know, would I probably be down.
But I'm talking about, yeah, the one that we're
yung
talking
mga humors
about.
Na, yung humor yung, na hindi ko gusto.
The ones na may mga common friends tayo.
Chico, stop.
Okay, never mind.
Stop! He was no!
Tapos kay Marky, ano yan, dapat extra eh. Extra dapat yung pain na i-inflict ko kay Marky. So,
kasi
ko,
promoter,
di ba? So, gagawin ko, kukuha ako ng ano, parang scaffolding, tapos naka-handcuff, tapos merong whips, tapos merong...
But parang wait, naging fun? But parang naging fun yung parusa niya?
Parang naging fun?
Who is going to be tied up? Is it Chico? Am I the one who's gonna be doing all the work? Chico naman.
Ikaw nga fine. Ang nakatali.
Let's do it.
Ikaw nga ang nakatali. Sabi ni Chinito Ken, ay, parusa pa ba yan?
Exactly.
Parang reward.
Oh my parang God. Make sure to call me so I can be your videographer.
ikaw, Marky. How would you punish us?
I guess with Chico... well, we're driving around BGC or whatever, and then we casually pass by Graham.
And then?
No, I'll just roll down the window and say, hey, Graham, Chico has something to say to you. And that's it.
Would you look at that, Chico? We actually... now have another thing in common. We love the same accent.
Grabe tong isang to.
Wait, ano nag-hold? Ano?
No, that's it. Just Chico has something to say. Like, hey, I like your accent. Or hey.
Hey, would you like to guest again?
Hey, would you like to guest again?
Ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Si Hazel, bakit ako lang?
Si Hazel.
Madali
okay,
lang yung parusa mo sa akin eh. Alam ko
naman. Kukuha ako ng fan love for Hazel. Kala niya, Carl Tough Love. Tapos pag nakita niya yung... cameo ba yun?
Cameo.
Pag nakita niya, when she opens it, punong all twinks.
Ayoko! Eh kung si Lady Camden pwede, twink ba siya?
Pwede si Lady Camden. Oh,
medyo twink siya, oo. Alam mo, Marky, kung gusto mo kong parusahan, i-DM mo si Lady Camden. Tapos sasagot siya sa'yo, friendship over.
Eh malamang.
Message ayoko ko ngayon.
Malamang kay Marky siya sasagot.
Ay, malay mo ba?
Eh for sure sasagot yun pag si Marky. So, there
ayoko
you go.
Na nagagalit ako.
At the thought?
Nagagalit ako.
Nagagalit
for real.
Alright, but thank you for
I'll
joining
us. I'll be like,
hey,
us. Lady Camden, would you like to guest on the Morning Rush?
Oh, di makikinabang ka naman.
Okay, ganun na lang.
Ayoko pa din.
Gusto mo ka mag-invite?
Ako dapat, oo. Wag ganun. Wag mo na i-DM marketing.
Tinan mo ako, pumayag naman ako.
Na?
Diba? Ikaw ang nag-imbita ka.
Iba yun eh. Ayaw ako yung nag-imbita.
Ba't naman ako?
Sa bagay, ikaw naman yung nakinabang. No? Oh,
ikaw
so,
nag-imbita pero ako yung nakinabang.
Pwede. Sige,
ako
fine.
Yung may private lessons.
Eh, ikaw yung mahaba hair dito eh. Parang palit tayo dapat eh, no? Parang sino ba talaga?
Hayaan mo, ikaw ang babangka pag si Lady Camden ang nag-guest.
Hindi, anong akong babangka? Absent kayo. Kayo papasok. Hindi ko isa-send yung link sa inyo. But there you go. That's the show for today. Still dealing with the aftermath
know,
of
right?
April Fool's Day. But hopefully tomorrow, everything will be back to normal. Make sure to catch us again at 6 o'clock and stick around because Rhea is actually up next.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll leave you with one last song, something from Ash, Another Man's Scene. Don't forget to follow us everywhere at RX931. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.